What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco, and thank y'all for tuning in to Breakbeat Media, the audio version. You can also check out the YouTube version on Breakbeat Media. We got everybody on this show. When I say everybody, we got everybody. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and make sure y'all check it out. It's on Breakbeat Media. No, 18s.
You gonna bust your nose in the motherfuckers. You ain't gonna do that shit no more.
Have you ever did this before?
Did what?
Where these?
No,
why would I? So how you know I'm gonna bust my nose? Only speak on what you know.
Nigga, your leg's not long enough to maintain a long foot.
That's my sister-in-law. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's give her another round of applause. Woo! So I must start off and say, is that the funnel that you was talking about?
No.
Oh.
This is no. Okay. My frontals have been upgraded.
Oh, that also, what was that frontal when that happened?
That was more like a, you know, we upgraded from that though. I got on. I see my stylist is on deck. Do I still have that actual frontal?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure at the house I got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just feel like you just so real.
I am.
How far do you think we'll get you?
Not far. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah, it ain't working out for me.
So you ready to try to fake shit?
I'm trying to get in the industry. You know what I mean? I want a fake ass, fake titties, fake everything.
Uh-huh.
That's my goal.
Fake personality?
All that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can tell somebody you love them and don't really love them?
I can do that now.
Right, that's why you're single.
Oh, that's how we doing. Okay. All right, y'all doing it like that.
Like what?
All right, okay, that's why I'm single. You don't know if I'm single, nigga.
What are you there?
I'm single. I'm single.
So what's your story? How do you feel like you can impact the world with just like, what is something that people don't know that should know and then actually turn into everything over and from going swimming? And then if you don't go swimming, Halloween parties and not going into a Halloween party and actually being young and not getting a Halloween costume and only getting a mask. And then your mama turn around and tell you that you're more than what you think you are.
I never had a father. And I'm pro-choice. You ever paid for abortion?
I haven't paid for one.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Never?
No.
You lying.
I told her I was gonna pay her back and didn't.
So she paid for it?
Yeah.
You're a bum.
No, next year I still owe her.
You play games like that?
Like what?
If you want somebody to get an abortion, you would
play. I never said I wanted it.
You buy Plan Bs?
Hmm?
You buy Plan Bs?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they work. I tried one.
You took a Plan B?
Just to see how it tastes.
How did that work out for you?
It didn't. I didn't have no kids.
You look like the kind of nigga that's still Plan Bs to keep a lot of them around.
I was, but they locked them up.
They did.
Yes.
That's crazy. They locked the tie up too.
Yeah.
I'm the type of bitch, I open the tie, fill my other tie up, buy that one.
So, is it honest to say that you used to be a booster?
Whoa, Phelps. We're Phelps. What's up with this nigga? This is crazy. Allegedly, I shot.
And what does that mean?
What does what mean, nigga?
Allegedly.
They said I used to steal shit from Old Navy.
Who's they? The police records?
Them people. You ain't look up, now you look up a record, I walk out of here. That's why I draw the fucking line. Psych. Did you look it up for real?
Yeah.
No. Did you?
Yeah, I bought it.
That changed my life. You bought it for real?
Yeah, it was $40 plus tax, $50.
Marco, you look me up for real?
I want to see what I was getting into. You are a thug.
No, I'm a comedian.
Comedian thug.
I changed my life.
But you had to do it to experience it, right?
I had to do what?
Steal.
Allegedly.
Right. Are you your own lawyer?
What you mean?
Do you represent yourself?
I don't walk in with PDs, nigga.
So you have a lawyer?
Yeah.
So you're not self-employed?
I don't know. Are you wearing a wire?
Could be. I think we both are.
You ever been to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got out because I just had to tell them what was going on for real.
Marco, what?
I mean, what's wrong being honest?
You told on somebody?
No, but that wasn't the plan before we did it. So if they say, don't nobody say nothing, I get it. We didn't have no rules. That's smart. Be honest. Now, usually when you do shit with people, you have to have that talk. I'll be like, if anybody go down, don't say shit. And then that's when they be like, do you get on airplanes?
All jokes aside, have you ever told on somebody? Have you ever, like, put your hand on the Bible, raised your hand, looked in the eye, pointed, that's him? Have you done that?
I had to point. I was like,
this is wow. This is crazy.
What?
This is wow.
Well, his name is Brendan. Brendan, if you're watching this.
Free Brendan.
No, he already out. He did 2 days.
All right.
It was actually, we was in the car, and it was just like, the cop said, who was speeding? And obviously, he was driving. The nigga said, don't say nothing. It was either me or him.
You give me more, like, bag up soap and sell it.
What that mean?
Fake drugs.
Now you snitching.
No.
Got her in 4K?
No, nah. We don't play like that where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a joke.
Which one?
You don't play like that.
What?
You never say a person told, or you never call a man a homosexual.
What?
Unless you know that to be true.
Right.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ain't see him lick another man's ass, you can't call him gay.
Noted.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I knew you for a while. I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, yeah,
here.
We good, bro. You hella cool.
I know. Remember when we first met?
Yep.
You used to call me your baby mom.
Yeah, I did.
When I was skinny.
Yeah, dude, bro, know why you say don't call your white girl? You told me, but you want to say it again?
Remember you used to DM me all them hard eye emojis and shit? Mm-hmm. What happened? Mm-hmm. Gained a couple pounds. What happened? You don't like big bitches?
No, I actually fuck with BBWs. Nah, I'm saying you that.
When I was at 8, you was all on my DM.
Nah, because you like to cook.
I do like to cook.
I know. And you got attitude problem.
Say what?
I say you're a beautiful woman.
Yeah, you don't know me like that.
I don't.
I fry chicken really good.
You toss it in flour?
Of course, Marco. Mm-hmm. In a bag.
Do you stand back when you drop your chicken?
No. I ain't afraid of no heat.
What do you do with your grease when you're done with it? You reuse it?
Put it in the neighbor yard.
You're really honest.
I try to be, Marco. Mm-hmm. Very transparent.
Mm-hmm. Also, you co-parent.
What?
You say you like the co-parent.
I don't speak to them niggas.
Oh. So don't call me white girl. You said don't call you that because people used to call you white.
Yes. Being from an urban area, as you all know, when you're a little yellow, they tend to call you white girl.
Why not red bone?
I got that too. They call me red bone too. But white girl more. Casper, Michelin Man, Light Bulb Head.
You remember all the names?
Yes. It was torture.
Mm-hmm. Now look at you.
Exactly.
Still here.
Blew up like I thought I would.
Oh, I was saying you still yellow.
That's petty. What? I like my complexion. The name Don't Call Me White Girl is more wrapped up in love for being a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So many women pride themselves over being mixed and this and foreign and that. I'm black. I'm 100% black and I'm proud of it, Marco.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of it too.
Being a black woman, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're unique. You got your own stuff.
Woo!
Hold on. I gotta lead the clap. Woo!
Yeah. Here's the black women.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Why?
I pour the syrup in each little square, not too much, and I like when it soaks in there. You know what I mean? When that waffle, you can see it straight through. Ain't nothing like it. You flip it, you can see the syrup on both sides. There you go. There it is, ain't it? Yeah. I'm a waffle bitch.
You a waffle what?
I'm a waffle bitch.
No, you're a waffle woman. We can't use that.
At least I'm not a waffle whore.
What's the difference?
Your shoes are distracting. Why are you doing that? That's so stupid. What if you trip and bust your face?
Mm-hmm. I used Lil Uzi Vert did it before.
I love Uzi.
That's why I did it.
He's from North Philly too.
I know.
He's a real nigga.
Me too. I didn't tell. Shit. It was all made up. I was like,
I love Lil Uzi. I'm a big fan. You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him.
That you love him?
Lots.
He gonna do this.
Don't be shady.
What? That's what his pose is.
It is.
I'm a fan.
Do it again. Stick your tongue out.
I ain't doing that one.
All right.
Tried to get me, didn't you?
No, come on. You have a fucking manicure. You're bougie. You're bougie. You think you're better than me?
What?
I put these on a plane.
You did?
Yeah.
First class?
First class what?
You fly in first class.
I drove here.
Oh.
You can't bring a pistol on a plane, can you?
You can pack it up when it's in your name.
What, the pistol?
Yes.
How you gonna shoot a nigga with it if it's in your name?
This is my vision of shooting somebody. Okay. If everything went wrong. It's like they try to attack me, I shoot them, I say 911, I'm right here with them. And I sit there and talk to them, but like, they on their way, man. And I hold it and I tell them, like, I'm sorry I had to do this.
You made me do this to you, nigga.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna talk to them and I'm gonna ask them about.
I envision myself shooting, but each time I say something like, Why you make me do this? Bow, bitch ass nigga, bow. Told you not to fuck with me, bow. Go live, nigga, go live. I'm just playing.
I know. That's I'm when excited. You do that.
You gonna come on my podcast?
They said it's already set up.
Is it?
This week.
Oh my God.
But when we on your podcast,
you better get
when we on your podcast, don't be talking crazy.
Put that mindset shit on. Look real good for me. Grease your lips.
What's wrong with my lip?
Make your curls pop. Look good. I like my niggas looking good. Don't wear that dumbass blazer. I don't like that. I don't think that's funny. It's dumb. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. And it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do shrooms?
No, I thought about it one time.
Powder?
Mm-hmm. Nah. And I heard it's expensive.
What, powder?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. But I just say I heard through the great line. Allegedly.
Same time! Nah, we're connected. What's your sign?
Guess.
Lame. I'm a little irritated with you.
What?
We started, like, I was your woman crush Wednesday. You was real, like, and then you stopped talking to me.
No, I didn't never.
You don't remember that?
No, I'm saying I don't usually have crushes. I get with it and do what I gotta do.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Well, that I hang out with them and shit.
You ain't get with me.
Because you from Philly. You too far out.
You're scared of this pussy, ain't you? You should be.
It's a little rough.
The cat?
No, Philly. Philly's rough. I'm saying I had to fly out there.
Philadelphia is extremely rough.
Aren't yeah, you live in an apartment
Kansas?
Building?
Where are you from?
Kansas. Missouri.
Kansas, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dorothy and them. Dorothy.
I mean, I heard about that.
That's literally the only nigga I know from Kansas, Dorothy.
I'm from Kansas City.
This one. Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Are so you what's like the only nigga there?
Well, there's a few other ones.
It gets confusing because I'm used to being the host. I want to ask you shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know
you
what
can
mean?
Ask me something. It's like it's not your show. So other than that, what is the perfect relationship for you?
Okay, this is easy. A man that's extremely generous, right? Buys me stuff, eats my butt every day, right? Never checks my phone, don't ask me questions, mow the grass, take the trash out, do the dishes, don't work too much, pay every bill. Nothing. That's it.
And then boom, that's when you cheat on him.
I don't do that no more. I changed that.
Mm-hmm.
I changed that. I went to therapy for it.
Mm-hmm. For cheating?
Yeah, I had a problem.
How much was therapy a month?
I was on welfare at the time.
Mm. All right, so
it was $13.
I had you got $100 worth of food stamps. How much do you sell them for?
60, nigga. It's 2022. You need some food stamps?
Well, so if you got 150, how much I got to give you?
You trying to trick me up? 85.
Mm-hmm. And do the government know that you're selling the food stamps?
I never said I sell food stamps. I said I could point you in the right direction.
You never said that.
That's what I'm saying now.
Allegedly.
Do you need some?
Do you have them now?
Have what?
Food stamps. I only buy from you.
Yeah, you a rat, nigga. You good at that.
What?
You a cop, nigga? Huh? You in too deep? I don't trust niggas with straight teeth.
I got mine fixed. This was
oh,
under
not
the teeth.
Your originals?
Hmm.
You trying to be smart? You talking about my teeth?
What?
You know about my teeth?
Whoever said something about that?
You know what happened with my teeth?
What happened? I only know about Sukiana teeth. Somebody took our tooth.
Don't discuss other bitches when they're not here.
We don't use call bitches bitches. We call them unstable creatures.
I call them bitches.
Wow. But it's not a bad word, though.
What, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
It depends.
Okay, so you walking out of the grocery store and there's five girls on the side of it. And they say, look at that bitch. She thinks she cute.
We might got to fight.
You do?
I still fight.
What's your fighting rules? What's a loss to you?
Shit, when you hit the ground, nigga. Back to the ground.
Mm-hmm. What if you hit the ground and pull them down with you?
Shit, we going. We going to keep going. Because I'll bite you. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Bite you in your chest.
So is that what happened to your tooth?
Whoa. You keep crossing that line, boy.
What? I'm trying to figure out.
You
I'm
keep
listening.
Crossing that line. You got one more.
I don't know what happened. I'm trying to get the story.
Your shoes going to be off your feet.
These are brand new, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually love you. I feel like you're unique, one of a kind.
You love me?
Yes.
I love you too.
Sometimes you gotta love your friends from a distance, though.
We've known each other for years. Remember we met at Piedmont Park?
Mm-hmm.
I gave you that hand job, remember? Remember?
It ain't happened,
so
but
fun.
It could happen. We could go to Piedmont Park.
I gave you a hand job at Piedmont Park.
Did I pay you for this?
No.
Oh.
You calling me a hoe?
No. Hand job hoe.
No. You was like, I don't want no pussy, I don't want no head or nothing. I just want you to give me a hand job, look me in my eye. So I gave you a hand job and locked eyes with you.
What I do, look at you back?
Yeah.
Crazy, you should do stand up.
Then you squeal. I do stand up, boy. I'm a comedian.
You're sitting down now.
I'm hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Effortlessly. Effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Dre, effortlessly.
Okay. Stylist, can you come get her together real quick?
My whole team with me, they don't fuck around.
Stylist?
Ain't nobody get one down.
How long have you been your stylist?
For a while. Mm-hmm. You don't fuck with him.
I'm not. This is my boy. He dressed like a minion.
He from Chester, and we will fuck you up.
I'm not gonna lie, he probably could fuck me up.
Don't fuck with him.
I'm not.
We will fuck you up.
I will never fight nobody in overalls.
We East Coast people, and he wouldn't fight nobody with a fucking size 18 bowling shoe.
Yeah, so we just gonna be cool together.
Tap dancing ass nigga.
Damn.
Don't bust on my boy, okay?
I never said nothing.
What's up? What you wanna do?
It's only us in the room. Don't get loud.
Okay. Because y'all ain't wind me down. I'm one of them. Cut you, nigga. One of them.
That's what y'all do in Philly?
What? Spit razors out and slice niggas?
I didn't go that far.
80s, early 90s, yes. Mm-hmm. Now everybody got the
appreciate name. You. What's your name? Can you come up here and tell them your name so they can, in your Instagram, promote yourself? Promote your business.
My name is Red,
Crowned
by Red, Instagram.
Don't be shy. Get over here,
man,
nigga.
Crowned by Red. Yeah. He's the shit. He did my makeup and my hair.
So shout out to the minions, y'all, for him stealing his swag.
Watch it.
They actually fly minions and swag. The glasses and the suit. I fuck with, bro. We gonna get that promotion in, though.
Yeah, you know that's right.
That's
mindset.
All it's about.
It's a fucking mindset, boy.
That's what it's talking about. And then they pregnant with the baby all alone.
What?
No, I said I like my songs. I'm a rapper.
You look like you don't take care of your children.
I got one.
You got a baby?
Yeah.
How old?
Mm.
You don't know?
No, she 100.
He don't remember.
I'm about to tell
you. What's the baby favorite snack?
Candy.
Nigga don't know. That's
you
how
right
the niggas
about
are.
That. Yeah.
You ask a father, what's your baby's favorite snack?
Candy.
And they don't know.
She don't have a lot of them, though.
Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah.
So sweet.
Her favorite word is Cash App.
Damn, how old is she?
Nah, I ain't going on 40.
I like her. What's her sign?
Her birthday is October 25th.
She's a Scorpio.
Damn, that's why she like that.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
You ain't on a sex offender list, are you?
No.
Not for like rape or nothing, for like jerking off at a park by a school.
That is crazy that you can get on that just for doing
you know
that.
What I mean? All you did was beat off. You ain't no schools around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Not that
boom,
that happened.
Your life ruined.
That's crazy though. No, I would.
Now you gotta use your brother name. Because you can't get a job or apartment, motherfucker. Now you gotta tell jokes on the gram. Got you, nigga.
Hey, well.
Google this nigga, he on a sex panel. It got crazy. You met your match, motherfucker.
Yeah, what's I thought up? Lil Duval was hard.
Why you keep bringing other niggas up? You got Don't Call Me White Girl here. Enjoy
I
it.
I said I thought he was hard. You actually outdid him. I'm in the hot seat right now.
You know what you did with Duval?
Mm-hmm.
You succumbed to peer pressure because you soft, nigga. You smoked weed. That was PCP. Old nigga smoked wet, nigga. You smoked a dust blunt, nigga. You smoked a dust blunt, nigga. He from Florida. You don't smoke a Florida nigga blunt? Trippin'. You couldn't find your house that night. Couldn't figure out why. PCP, nigga.
Damn.
You smoke wet, nigga. Dust.
No, because I never went and bought a blunt.
How does it feel to get peer pressure in front of millions of people?
Break it down to me.
Millions of people saw you do something that you've never done and you stand against just because you was around a celebrity nigga with flip-flops on.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a wet blunt.
I think he didn't smoke it before I hit it.
It caused psychosis.
All this shit is going in right now.
I took my bonnet off of this.
You could have kept it on.
I could have. That's what you said when I gave you the hand job. Leave your bonnet on, look me in my eyes. You loved it, remember?
So you plan on moving to anywhere else anytime soon?
I want to move to LA and make it big.
What, like another 60?
I almost called you a bitch. Marco, stop playing with me.
What, we going work from work. I'm gonna just slide in when I get in. Cause you been on my
work
ass this whole
thing. If I get this work done, then what you gonna say? No, I walk in with a BBL, what you gonna do then, nigga? Nothing.
What's that? BBL, what's that? Like your these wrestling
BBLs
name?
These BBLs killing y'all. Stuck in my head. You know what else was stuck in my head?
Mm-hmm.
Period. It's crazy how we let white people just jump into culture and get shit. You know what I mean?
Don't call her white girl. That's what they're saying about you, probably.
That lady is a white girl.
They probably said that about you.
Fucking name's Haley. That's a white woman.
What's your real name?
My real name?
Yes.
Shaquita.
Damn. You get a pass.
Shaquita Jackson.
I had to see
the blackest
ID.
Name in America. You want to see my ID?
I had to. Front and back. Just send a picture to
you. You a cop. You said that just like they say on the side of the road. You're a fucking police officer. That's crazy. Say this. You know why I pulled you over?
Sit back a little bit, because you're giving me, like, dangerous vibes. All right, raise the window down, and you got...
The fuck you want, pig?
Wait, we're going way too far. Do you know why I pulled you over?
You pulled me over. How the fuck am I supposed to know? Write the ticket, bitch.
Calm down. Or I will say you're resisting for arrest.
You said what?
Exactly. Get the fuck out the car. There we go.
You graduated high school?
I did. I was late, though.
Did you go to college?
I was going to go. My boy got beat up in college. He said, don't come down here with that shit. So I stayed at home.
Thank y'all for tuning in for the Breakbeat Media Audio. If you're in your car going on a trip or a road trip, we appreciate you for listening. And make sure you listen to the next episode.
Speaking of paper, when it comes to your pictures.
Oh, that's like the cute little Instagram post. Like, you know, you grab the phone, like, give me my phone back. That's what that was.
But you asked them to take a picture. Why would you want your phone back? What's next that you got coming out?
I came out already.
So when people say real bad, what does that mean?
Like real bad, it's like extreme. Like you ugly, real bad.
Damn.
Like it just make it extreme. Mm-hmm. Okay. I gotta pee real bad.
Mm-hmm. So that means like-
No, I gotta pee.
Huh?
Like we could pause the thing?